I'm sure we've all heard the phrase, and probably most of us have said it at one time or another, just words, just words. We use that sometimes when we hear someone speaking, and yet we have no confidence in their sincerity. I suspect we hear it most during political campaigns, where we get this feeling that politicians are making great promises, but they won't follow through. But we could also hear it other times. Maybe someone comes up to us and they say to us, I'm going to change. I'm going to do things differently. And yet, in our hearts, we're not sure. We're afraid it's just words. The gospel today brings to an end this long sermon of Jesus, the Sermon on the Mount. We've been listening now to the Sermon on the Mount for the last, well, this is the sixth Sunday. And through these six Sundays, we've heard many things. We've heard of the Beatitudes, blessed are the poor in spirit. We've heard the passage about you are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth. And then we had those passages where Jesus said, you have heard it said, but I say to you, I think there were five or six of those. Jesus talking there about you have heard it said you should not murder. But I say to you, the one who speaks with anger. You have heard it said you should not commit adultery. But I say to you. He goes on, speaks about divorce. Speaks about swearing. But then we also have the passages about if your brother hits you on one cheek, turn to him the other. If he wants to borrow your coat, give him your shirt as well. The Sermon of Jesus on the Mount is, in many ways, a very demanding sermon. But Jesus chooses to end it with the passage that we have heard today. What he chooses it to end it with is he wants not just words from us. He wants action. He wants us not only to mouth his name and say that we've done great things in his name. He wants us to live the words he has spoken to us. And he tells us that if we do not live the words that he has spoken to us, then we have built the house of our lives on sand. Our lives will fall apart. They will collapse. They will be ruined. But if we build our house of the house of our life on his teaching, and we act out that teaching, then we have built our lives on solid rock. That is what he is asking of each and every one of us. To take that sermon that he gave on the mountainside, to reflect on it, to study it, but above all, to live it. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, which I'm still trying to read, Pope Benedict XVI says something that I thought was worth quoting. He says the Sermon on the Mount is addressed to the entire world, the entire present and future. And yet it demands discipleship and can be understood and lived out only by following Jesus and accompanying him on his journey. It demands discipleship. To be a disciple is to try to form our lives on the teachings of the Master. And that's what Jesus is asking us to do. To build our lives on his teaching. One of the things that demands is trust. And in the midst of that Sermon on the Mount, Jesus speaks of God as Father. And he says, "What father among you," and he goes on, "would give his son a snake when he asks for a fish, a scorpion when he asks for an egg?" And what he's trying to set up for us is that deep awareness that God is Father and that we can trust this Father of ours and that we must live out our lives in trust. And that's why, for instance, we can be generous to that one who wants to borrow from us. Because we can trust that God will care for us, that God will not abandon us. Discipleship takes trust. Trust in the care of the Lord. Trust that his will, his word, is really the pattern to living well. You know, so often our sins are a lack of trust. We say to ourselves, or sometimes we say it even more boldly, "I got a better way. I know what will be good for me. I know how to live my life. I don't need to follow those laws. I don't need God's advice in this." And we go off and we do it our own way because we do not trust in the loving care and the wisdom of our God. It's a time to ask ourselves, upon what have we built our lives? Have we built them on the Word of God, on the teaching of the Lord Jesus? It's time to ask ourselves, do I believe that if I live according to the teachings of Christ, I will find the fulfillment, the purpose of my life? But also, do I believe that I cannot live those teachings unless Christ Jesus is living in me? Because I have not the power, I have not the strength to do it on my own. Each of us needs the transforming love of Jesus Christ living in our lives. That is the only way we can live out that Sermon on the Mount. In some way, it's very providential that this reading comes today. Because on Wednesday, we begin the season of Lent. A time to focus on our lives and what changes we need to make and what we need to do to go about making those changes in a way that will be lasting and permanent. The question today of, do I build my life on the teachings of Jesus, is a question we should ponder deeply. And as we enter into the Lenten season, begin to earnestly, seriously strive to live as Jesus has taught us to live. Jesus wants from us not just words. He wants action. He wants us to live as he has taught us to live.